It's Tuesday, the 19th of April, 8 a.m. It's an absolutely gorgeous morning. As far as I can tell, from here, clear blue skies all around. Though, that can't be true, because the sun... Oh, maybe it is. No, it is. I thought the sun was behind a bit of haze there, but it's not. It's just the glare of the sun. It's a step forward into full sun. It's obvious that it's clear blue sky. Beautiful morning. Cold. Yes, it's cold. Not frosty cold, just cold. Calm. Sunny. A lovely late spring morning. I'm on an automatic pilot this morning. I slept well enough, which is very strange because last evening I suddenly had stomach pains. Well, yeah, we normally just call them cramps. Cramps, internal cramps. And just got worse. And, well, let's just say that I ended up with the dreaded lorgy. Which is very strange because I hadn't eaten or drank anything different. I ate the same dinner as my wife. We had the same dessert, which was basically just very small jellies with cream. Very small jellies. So she ate what I ate what she ate. Nothing different in the day whatsoever. She's fine. And I spent the whole evening with severe cramping pains. Spent half evening in the toilet. Went to bed last night and as I said, I don't understand why I slept well. I slept well as well as normal. However, when I got up this morning, or when I woke this morning in bed, about 27, pains were back and I had to, I don't want to get details, but I had to go. And then again, and then 5 minutes later again. So, it was a fun morning. So right now, as I'm standing here with a hot and ever so precious cup of hot soothing tea, I'm feeling a lot better. God willing, whatever it was passed, but I don't understand it because as I said, I ate absolutely nothing different or drank nothing different. Sometimes you just can't fathom. My wife wanted me to go to the phone the docks this morning, see if we could get a little window. We have half picture, a bit like McDonald's, huh? You know, you did. Sit in and drive through, and the drive through is a little window. And yeah, well, what if the docks opened that? You know, you used to walk around that pathway, and there's a wee window the dock would open. Yes, you have 1 minute. You have 1 minute for my next internal patient. Here, take this, move on. So I'm praying, I'm not hoping, I've gone beyond hope now, I've been praying that it's all passed now. Well, excuse the pun. Actually, I'm laughing now, I wasn't laughing 5 minutes ago, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm just feeling a bit down. Because we've got our holiday coming up on Friday morning, we'll be off on Friday morning. I've also got a couple of things needing done that really need to be done, and I was getting a bit worried that I'd pick something up and that I could be in a bad state, you know, I could be in this state for a few days, or, you know, you worry about things like this, and I'm thinking, what about the holiday, and oh my God, and things to do, and there you go. So I'm just I'm praying that it's all passed. My big tay, that big tay that I damaged a while ago now, still give me a jip. Usually, first thing in the morning, get out of bed and it's fine for the first few minutes, and then I'm hobbling a bit because I don't want to put pressure on it because it's sore. And that usually lasts for a wee while, and then it eases off, and so on and so on. So I'm going to the docs tomorrow anyway, morning. I have an appointment to see him about my general health and some things that I want to ask questions about. And following the doc, I have the nurse, the senior nurse to go and see, to have my blood checked, my blood pressure, a urine sample, and maybe the doc for a couple of the items I'm going to see, and we'll say, well, if you're going to see the nurse, that's better seen by the nurse. I don't know. So I have probably got about an hour of appointment tomorrow morning. So I see him about this big tea. It's just not healing at all. Mind you, I did get a good crack one day. What a beautiful morning. What a beautiful morning to feel crook. Absolutely gorgeous. Thing is too, I was planning if the weather was decent today to get back out on the bike for a bit. But unless I really pick up, I've got some DIY to finish. I promised my wife I'd finish it. I was working on it yesterday. I promised I'd get it finished before we go off on Friday morning. I don't want to be doing it on Thursday afternoon, if you know what I mean. So, but I'd planned to get out on the bike today for a bit. And this was perfect. This morning's perfect. But it's not in me. I just feel weak. I don't want to go out, and the legs feel wobbly this morning. No, but it's, my health's more important than getting out on the bike, if you know what I mean. It's, bike's good for your health, but no point in me going out in it and not feeling too well and also not enjoying the run. And then it also worries me that if the Lurgo returns while I'm on the bike, my God, no way. So, much as it is a beautiful morning, I'm just going to admire it for a couple of minutes here. Suck up the beautiful sunshine. It's gorgeous. This is, if this were in June or July, this would be really warm. This would be a beautiful warm morning. Please God that we get a decent summer this year, where you can sit in the back doorstep with your morning cereal, cup of tea, yeah, everything in the garden in the morning, this is screaming, screaming summer, but it's not yet, not yet. You see the beasties have been at the tulip leaves, the snails and slugs, shredding those big broad leaves to bits. As long as they leave the flower stem alone, that's the main thing. Or I'll hunt the wee buggers out. No, what happens happens in my garden. Even if it does annoy me, I never put anything down. Oyster catchers. I know I've mentioned them before, but to be honest, I mean, it's become a very, very common sound now. At the car boot on Saturday, last Saturday, they were flying overhead so many times throughout the day. Other people who were at the stall, or if I was wandering about, would look up, what the hell is that? They didn't know. They didn't know what oyster catchers were. And so just, they're just there. They're there all the time now, flying overhead just like the seagulls and calling out. And it's just become an everyday sound, for me anyway. Maybe other people don't even notice. Maybe most people just don't notice. Don't give a damn, it's just another bird. Beautiful chaffy, male chaffinch. Oh, they're mating on a branch. Ah, I didn't see the female till they flew up. He didn't get much of a chance because another chaffinch flew by overhead, and all three disappeared. With those wee birdies, you know, life's at hyper speed. Everything, you know, if you watch wee blue tits and that, everything's done at hyper speed. I mean, I'm not trying to be vulgar here at all, but their life is at hyper speed, flitting so quickly between twigs and branches, and looking for food, and even matings are at hyper speed. He's back. He's come back to the same branch. Maybe he's hoping she'll come back. He's beautiful with his white and cream flashes down his wings. And his pinky, dusky pink breast. Right. I'm feeling a bit better. Fresh air, sunshine and nature. Puh. Probably one of the best healers of anything physical or mental. If not the best.